What's going on? What's going on, y'all? This ain't Sample and Phillips coming to y'all with the round table on the go. Hosting down here. It's four seasons. And where we at? Birmingham, Alabama. Got Miss Beetle from Memphis, Tennessee. And we got Miss Big Tree.
Big Treasure Girl.
Okay, Big Treasure Girl. All right. Now go ahead and tell her about yourself, man. What's going on here in Birmingham, Alabama at the Four Seasons?
What's going on, Birmingham, Alabama? Again, this Big Treasure Girl. I'm all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. One thing I can say, I am one of the hardest female artists that's coming out of Memphis right now. I'm going so hard with my music career, and I have a lot of things going on. Some of the things I have going on already. I have been on TV shows such as MTV True Life, Divorce Court, and The Maury Show. Also, I will be on another TV show. Stay tuned. And I want to also let you guys know, follow me on Instagram. My Instagram is BigTreasureGirl_. So you can see all of my music videos and music. I've just been going hard. You know, it's really hard for a woman to come out as an artist because a lot of people feel like women can't fit the music industry. And we go hard just as well as these men. And I feel like it's time for women to stand up and we're going to take our spot. We have the ground. We're going to do what we're supposed to do. We're going to turn up. And despite what the haters say, I'm going to make it anyway. You hear me? That's how we roll. Hey, Mr. Ten, baby. Here. You hear me?
You got Big Treasure Girl here. You know she's going in. She's going live, man. You know what I'm saying? Representing all mine out there, man. You know what I'm saying? Tennessee. You know what I'm saying? Then got Miss Peter over here. We're going to get her on the mic pretty soon, see what she got going on. But let's go ahead and tell her, what do you need to get into the music?
What type of music I do?
Right.
The type of genre of music I do hip-hop, R&B, trap, rap, so I can sing and rap. I can do pretty much any type of music, but the genre that I specifically do is rap and I sing.
Okay. So you got your own personal DJ here too, right?
I do have my DJ, DJ 365. He's the hottest DJ in Memphis right now, blowing everybody up. All the artists that's in the surrounding areas, Memphis, Birmingham, y'all need to get up with DJ 365. He's my DJ, and I promise you, he's going to turn you up.
Okay, that was that. So how long have you been into this music?
I've been doing music right now, going hard for like almost, it's been a year.
Okay.
Been a year.
So this been your passion, or you just jumped into it?
Yes, music has always been my passion. I've been singing ever since I was 3 years old. And ever since I was a little girl, my mother always told me at a young age, you're going to be successful. You're going to be somebody that people need to see you. Somebody needs to see you. You're a star. And ever since she told me that, my mama, she's dead right now, but rest in peace to her. One thing I know I will never, ever do is let my mother down. She always wanted me to succeed in whatever I do. And music is one of the things that I love. It's my passion. I am going to do this.
That's what's going on. So I see your man 365 over there, right?
Yeah, DJ 365, yeah.
We're going to see what y'all going to bring to the table, what
okay.
kind of flavor y'all got. What
you
y'all gonna drop down here in Alabama.
Yeah, hear me.
You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna see y'all Tennessee gonna get an Alabama to play with tonight, right?
We're gonna bring this flavor. Ain't that right, DJ?
Come on in, DJ.
What's going on, man? It's boy DJ 365.
Okay. Tell people about what you got going on, man. Tell them what you've been doing.
You know, I just been working with a lot of artists out of Memphis, all over the world. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people just catching on to what I do. I put a lot of artists on. I do big numbers. And if I see something in the artist, I just go straight on them. You know what I'm saying?
You just working with just how many artists, or you just working for big treasure or what?
I work with Big Treasure Girl. Shout out to B.O. Lil Kenny. I got a new artist here on his way. He's like King Tootie. You know what I'm saying? All over, you know what I'm saying? From the legendary to the up and coming. So, you know what I'm saying? The ones just starting up.
Okay. So, how long you been doing tracks and the music?
I can just say a whole year. 365, man. You know
okay,
what I'm saying?
So, that's what's up. Young and up and coming. Got it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's going on. I want to say, we're going to see what's going on. So how many tracks y'all going to drop in here tonight?
Oh, we might just give y'all two. You know what I'm saying? If that wants some hope, I'm going to give them another.
So you going to give them that heat?
Yeah, we got the heat.
Okay. That's what's going on. So, you know. Okay. Beta, come on to the fight, baby.
Appreciate
girl.
It, man.
Come on
here. Five.
Okay. I got my co-host tonight, y'all. She's gonna be my celebrity guest.
What's going on? You know what's going on?
Yeah, you got some things going on too out here.
Yeah, of course. Not only am I a host, not only am I an artist, I am the CEO of my own label, which is called I'm running my own label. I have four different artists under me. Yeah. And I'm pushing as well and pushing myself as an artist as well.
Okay. That was fun. So, anyway, people can get in contact with you. Do you have like social?
Contact me on your mailbody.com. You can find me on Instagram, which is my real legal name, which is Lupita Body. Okay. On Instagram and on Facebook, my name is Lupita Body as well on my Facebook.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? You got to give guys a little something like what you bring in, what you present, and what type of music that you win.
I present trap music.
Okay, that's what's going on.
And I also present positive music as well. So I want to make a difference in the community. Okay. You know, we always talking. I know I do trap because that's where I'm from, and Mississippi, y'all do a lot of trap music, but I also want to try to provide positive into our community, try to make a difference in our community, make an impact in our community
for our youth. Right.
Well.
I mean, this thing about when you're doing the music, so how long have you been into your music?
I've been doing music consistently about 5 years.
Okay.
But I have always been in music. This chat is my first cousin, actually. So for those of you who know the chat, music been in my family for quite some time now.
Okay. So he's been out of Tennessee too?
Yeah, Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah.
Okay. That's what's going on. But you know what I'm saying, man? We got my girl here, Miss Feeling. She's going to be co-hosting with me tonight, man. We're right here at the Four Seasons doing the little media outlet. So if y'all out there, you know what I'm saying, in the Alabama area, Birmingham, y'all come on out and check us out. So, you know, we're going to get back to y'all in a little bit, man. Oh, Miss Beater and Mel gonna be in here. Turn up.
We're gonna turn up tonight at 4 Seasons, baby. No play. We got Atlanta, and we got Memphis, Tennessee, in Birmingham, Alabama. Oh, okay then.
That's right. But you know, we're going to have to get a little drink going in, so we can go really crank this thing all up tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to put in a little social media outlet out there.
Right.
Like I say, y'all out there listening, man, told you before, you know what I'm saying? I'm Philip, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm on Instagram. So, you know, what's called the podcast, Anchor FM, Sanborn and Phillips. So y'all check that out. I'm all on Google Play, iPad, podcast, Apple, you name them, even on Spotify. So y'all can just Google me and check me out. You know what I'm saying? Tune in to the segment later on. So, you know, right now, we're going to just go ahead and take a break, man. We're going to get into a little few drinks. So we come back and see what the rest of the guests got coming in tonight.
Yeah, y'all just be looking out for my new hit single, Gang Bang, and my video is about to drop this coming Tuesday on YouTube. It's going to be under my name, Lupita Body, on YouTube.
Hey, you know I'm curious about that, right? Because, I mean, I'm really intrigued trying to see what y'all got to talk, you know what I'm saying? Because I really feel like y'all got a little different kind of flavor, so what I'm hearing. So it'll be something new.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. So I'm impressed. Because, you know, you got a lot of artists out here. They just iTunes down.
Right.
You know what I mean? No lyrics, they just straight beat, straight music.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? We're looking for some new, fresh ideas. Even to have a lyric to your chapter, your life, your story, you know what I'm saying? Where you got to paint a picture and let people know what you got.
Right.
So, like I said, man, you know, we're getting ready to take that look right there in a minute. So, we're going to come back with, like I said, with Miss, the beautiful Miss Peter from Memphis, Tennessee. She's co-hosting with me tonight, y'all. So, y'all guys, stay tuned. All right, man. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. Sambo and Philip, man. Anchor FM Radio. You know, we sitting out here in the garage, man. We're going live. We're talking about real topics. We're talking about real subjects. We talking about family issues. We talking about friends and family. The whole nine. We live, bro. The round table. On the go. We is live. So, you know, we talking about the concepts of the people. Like, with their kids. How they feel like, how to justify growing up. And being able to function in the world. So, I'm give my boy Rod what he was just sitting here saying how he feel about his situation about trying to raid his household. Then everybody, y'all give me y'all inputs and y'all tune in on the whole little night. Here you go, Rod. Hell, go talk what you got to say. Hell, you quiet now? Okay, so why you quiet now?
I'm not quiet, but I'm not ready to expose that kind of information right just yet.
No, the information is information, because the information going to get out there regardless. It's just to the point.
We talking about the youth.
We talking about the youth. How it's our responsibility to carry the youth. Because, if we don't instill whatever we got to instill in the youth, then they can't carry our legacy. That's what I'm saying. Okay, here, this is your challenge. This is your time to tell it. No, this is your time and this is your channel to tell everybody, like, what you need to tell everybody how to pull their youth together. So I'm saying how I can pull my youth together. But how you want to pull your youth together as being in a young black man.
It's not about your youth, it's about our
youth.
So we
have
one.
Okay, so now I'm getting him to open up. Okay, there we go, people. So I'm getting him to open up. So that's what I'm talking about. So that's what I'm saying. I'm finally getting him on the mic now. You know what I'm saying? He finally opening up to be able to expose, to talk about the youth, how we can generate our youth to become better. How we can instill our youth to become one, how they can become unity and everything.
Our young brothers.
Okay.
They're snatching our young brothers and they putting these folk in these prisons.
Okay.
Look at the news, man. It's ridiculous, man. I'm looking at the news and making the update.
Hey, they gave cut my goddamn phone. Cut my
young boys.
RTS by the youth. No say shit.
19.
Believe for who you believe in.
Hold on, you get your turn. Hold on, you get your turn. Hold on, you get your turn. Hold on. Hey, Rock out here, turn. Go ahead, finish that saying you saying, Rock.
First time offenders, licensed, snatched a whole life away from
you. Right.
BG for a killing mistake.
I'll show you.
Right. Yeah, but you got to go ahead and talk up a little louder. Yeah, You gotta say what you gotta say. You gotta say what you mean. If you standing firm,
it's as us.
Okay, I got this.
Call us OG big homies.
Okay, what you saying? What I'm saying, as you saying, is OGs and big homies. OGs and big homies. How far are we gonna stay? What I'm saying? How far are we gonna stand? And what void in the gap we gonna stand in to represent?
You gotta fill all the gaps.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. This is the point. This is what I'm saying. Don't just speak on it.
You gotta react on it.
Right. So what is your void? So what are you gonna contribute to stand in the void and then represent to make these youngsters understand what your void means and what your voice means and what your understanding means to what you got to develop them from?
I ain't trying to conquer the whole generation.
That's what I'm saying. It don't take a whole lot to conquer a nation. It only take but one. You know what I'm saying? It only take but a spark. Get what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to tell you. You get what I'm saying, man? You know, that's just me. You know, like me, my parents always been a rebel. You know what I mean? My dad always been a contribution to segregation, the whole little nine. You know what I'm saying? I was the youth, bro. I come up and I seen a whole lot. I seen my dad get bit by canine, the whole nine, get the water put on him. My dad one broke segregation on the bridge in Griffin. You know what I'm saying? I seen a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? I grew up through the struggle. So, I know the struggle.
Right.
So, therefore, I can go out here and endure and put it back. But then at the same time,
hear what people ain't willing to receive.
But at the same time, I still got to stand in that void. No matter how ever I get slammed for that void,
right,
I still got to stand in it. Because get what? One gonna receive if 10 don't. You know what I'm saying? One gonna receive it if 10 though. So that means my mission being accomplished because I'm still reaching and I'm still gonna be able to get that voice heard.
Yeah, you reaching to him now.
Yeah.
So at the same time, you know, I don't want my black men out here to feel like, hey, it's a lost cause for everything because we getting judged and the system ain't with us and we getting backlash for everything that we do. You know what I mean? Hey, it's a whitewash, which it is. You know what I mean? All crimes should be one crime. You know what I'm saying? All crimes ain't crime for the one crime. And so it's like you get the crime and I'm white, I get a lesser sentence. You know what I'm saying? I can get probation. You go get 4 or 5 years. You know what I'm saying? For the same crime. You know what I mean? You just commit the murder, but then here I just commit the murder same way. I just beat my own child, beat baby in the head, killed her and buried her. But then I get probation. You know what I'm saying? So the crime don't fit me. You get what I'm saying? Because I'm not white. You know what I mean? It's a minority situation that what the people out here really need to start voting on and what they really need to start asking for is the judge system. Change the system and the judgment for the judges. Be like, hey, we need to change all this system.
Hey,
the standards are, we need to change the standards. You know what I'm saying? We need to change the standards. That's basically what it is. We need to change the standards in the bottom level for the standard to make one crime for all. Not just saying, you know, this crime suits a black man and we get him 20 years. So we need to make one crime for all. That's it. So you get what, man? Y'all just heard it right here, man, from your boy Samuel Phillip, man. Stay tuned.
All the way live.
All the way live. You know what I'm saying? I got my man Flintstone in here. I'm going to have to get him in here, man. We're going to have to go live. We're going to get him on some videos straight up. But thank y'all for tuning in, man, for the Anchor FM Radio. Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on, man? It's your man, Samuel Phillip. I'm sitting here at the restaurant, Pie Five. I got great customers in here, and they love the customer service, and they love the restaurant. Here, y'all got to come down here and check them out on 20, Highway 20 in McDonough, Georgia. Y'all got to be able to give them the great service that they doing, and I promise you, their food is so gracious. Hold on. Now, what's your name?
Jordan.
Jordan.
Yes.
Okay, Jordan. This is your what?
This is my first time.
Okay, so this is your first time trying the pizza, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you're on my podcast show.
Okay.
All right, so now, you gonna come back and give me the reviews on how your food is?
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. Jordan, from where?
I'm from Jonesboro.
Okay. So she's way here from Jonesboro, people. She's down here in McDonough off of Highway 20. So we're going to find out how the pizza is. And she's going to come back and give us all a great review.
Yeah.
All right. Him, now tell the people great.
Huh?
Tell the people how great, you know, the service was.
Oh, yeah. The food, I ordered online. It came out really quick. Really nice service.
Okay. See, there y'all got it. So, y'all come on down here off of Highway 20. And y'all come down here and check out High Five. All right, thank you, Jordan. All right, now see, I'm finna jump over here in y'all conversation.
Yes, we're talking about girls growing up. She knew them when they were little.
All right, so y'all know y'all on my podcast show right now, right? So y'all alive right now, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Now, see, look at her like,
Okay,
so, him, so far, how have the service been?
Great.
The service been great?
Great.
Everybody been here, hospitality.
They like coming back and forth.
Okay, so who like coming back and back forth? This is your daughter?
Yep.
Okay, what's her name?
Kelsey.
What's her name?
Kelsey.
And your name?
Kennedy.
So, yeah, here, y'all tell the people how y'all like the service.
High Five is great.
Okay, so they quiet, people. Yeah, they are so quiet.
They real shy.
But we got, and then we got, hey, look, we got a little Miss Cougar over here. She don't want to say nothing to it, but we going to have to go over there.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, so she say her vegan pizza. Okay. Hey, Marco, she said she waiting on her vegan pizza, so she going to find out how her vegan pizza is with you.
Oh, no, I know it is. Just, did she tell you to board
A new board and spatula to have my pizza? It's out. And I changed my food. Yeah. Uh-oh.
That's it. You're the first without me asking.
Yep.
There you go.
Tell it.
Vegan pizza.
Hey, vegan pizza coming up, so we're going to find out. Don't want them telling y'all. Hey, y'all stay tuned, man. Like I say, broadcast live, man. Sam Moore, Philip, y'all, everything good. Like I said, from food, fashion, sports, political issues, the whole nine. I got a money bag, man. I got $200,000 that I'm going to donate to the next person that actually comes up, man. You know what I'm saying? They're worthy, they're homeless, that deserve it, and on a family issue.